Okay, we are back here, and I am happy to have with me Jay Lotus.
Hi,
Jay Lotus. And we just got Adam Hoyt just showed up in the house. So,
all right, Adam.
It's nice to see you, Adam.
Good morning.
Okay, so Adam, you have been in the studio before, and what do you dig about WJXC?
It's local. It's that essence that brings the community together. It's like a plan that comes to motion with glue, and WJXC is that glue, because it's like how many different major radio stations can you think of where you can just come in and talk about what's on your mind or promoting or just coming in to have a good time and hear the radio play or come to a party. How many different radio stations that are local do that? I can't think of any major ones, but I can think of one collective of radio stations that does that. And 90.7, hands-on radio, that's one of them. Now I have a question for you.
What's that, Adam?
How many people can afford to pay $1 or more, $1 to $5, to support their local radio station?
All the people.
Yes. Well, $1 to $5 or more, whatever. I mean, it is whatever you can donate.
We will not turn away your larger contributions.
Yes, well put, my friend.
I post the challenge of $1 to $5 because that's anywhere from a Cumberland Farms coffee up to a premium Dunkin' Donuts coffee. So if you can afford that challenge.
But I got to stop you there because when we start saying giving up coffee or whatever, I've had a lot of people that are disgruntled about saying,
hello,
how dare you say that we give up our coffee to, no, but I hear what you're saying. I hear what you're saying. It's true, but let me give you the number again. It's 518-697-7400. We need people to call in right now. We need you to call in right now. I know you're listening. I know there are people who are listening. I know that there are people that are, you know, I'm going to do that. I'm going to do it later. Or I don't know if I'm going to do that. But we need you right now.
And we can't wait to hear from you.
Yes, but we do need you to give us a call at 518-697-7400. You can go online at wgxc.org/donate. Or you could stop in here at the 10 o'clock hours when they open up the library. But go ahead again, Adam. You were talking about the things that the community radio does.
I said it before and I'll say it again. Community radio is the glue that holds the town together because they come to local businesses, they help out, they do things, and they're the voice. They're the voice of the community. So when you think about Catskill, when you think about Greene County, when you think about Columbia County, think about your local radio station. That's what I'm getting at. That's the essence of music. And they will also play what is not heard on major radio stations. So if you're looking for that niche music, you can find it on WGXC.
It's true. It's true. I mean, that I really get a kick out of the music that's played here at WGXC. Anything from mainstream to the most obscure music that you've never heard before. And those are the great things that we do offer. And when you talk about community, just our elections that we just had, you know, it was great, the involvement that WGXC had on that. And then the closing when the election was being done and how Dan Seward stepped into the podium and gave us a lowdown on everything. That was amazing. And how, you know, rich that was, that we were able to offer that to the community. And even in the wintertime when the school closings, how we talk about, I love saying Mrs. Puddles' school is closed. Not that I like that it's closed, but I love saying Mrs. Puddles. But, you know, just different things like that that we offer that you don't get from other radio stations. The politicians, we've even had past politicians that have been programmers here. And so, yeah, I mean, that's part of the community. That's what we offer. And that's why it's so important that you call in right now. We need you to call in.
All right, so is it poetry time?
Well, I have a question before the poetry starts. Is how often can you tune into a bunch of wild and rollicking people who have fantastic poetry? And, you know, I mean, the fact that Adam can come in and share something that's really significant to him with all of us and that we actually care to hear it, that's a big deal to me.
Well, that's a good segue. Why don't we have Adam read off some poetry? I've known Adam for quite a while, and I know that Adam is an amazing poet. He's very quick on the draw. He has a whole plethora of poetry in his book of poetry that I've seen that still amazes me. I know that he's put so much effort into this over the years. Adam, are you ready for this?
Ready.
Okay, so why don't you explain it and then go with it.
All right, so this is a poem that Pete requested that I just wrote this morning. It's called WGXC. Bring me back just one more time. Bring me to when the tunes flowed like music through my veins. Bring me to where the strength of a signal pulsates like a movement to be one with time. Thank you.
All right. Yay.
So, yeah.
Great.
Thank you. I got a couple more. I just got to...
Can we put that up on Facebook and on the website?
Oh, yes.
I'm sure we can do that.
I mean, how many people write a poem to their community radio station? Well, this is awesome.
Yes, it is. And that's why we need you to call in here and help with the support for this community radio station at 518-697-7400. Please call in. Show us your love. Show us that you want to support this. Show us that this means something to you, that what you're hearing right now and what you know that WGXC offers you is worthwhile to call in, because we can't do this without you. We need your support. So, yeah. So, you guys, what are you thinking? What's going on in your heads about the beauty of WGXC and why people need to call in right now? Adam, why don't you read off that another little step of poetry that you have that we can inspire everybody to give us a call here at WGXC.
This is a flash fiction poetic story called Chocolatey Virus. The tagline is taking over your computer one cup at a time, ... It could happen to you. It seemed at that moment the computer was taken over by a chocolate quandary. The smooth, delicious liquid had found its way into the circuit. And at that moment, the keyboard came to life and words appeared on the screen saying, "If you ever want to see your words again, I must have more." This scared and confused the person at the keyboard. It seemed his desktop was holding his words for ransom to get chocolate. Then a voice came through the screen. A voice emitted these words: "I want you to give me one cup of liquid chocolate an hour for 24 hours, and then you will get your words back." Starting in 60 seconds, the single man of about 30 scrambled to get the water into the mug. His hands were shaking so profusely that he had to hold the mug with two hands. As he moved from the sink to the microwave, spilling the water all over the countertop, all he knew was that he had to rush to make the chocolate surprise. As he pushed the 30-second button, and before he removed his fingers, he was already planning his next move. He swung open the cabinet with one hand and grabbed the large box of store-brand cocoa. The ding of doom rang, and the man got scared, dropped the box, only to collect his senses and save it before seconds later from crashing to the floor. As his instincts took over, he yanked the mug from the microwave, and with a glance, he turned to the computer and saw 9 seconds on the screen. The man went into overdrive. He ripped a bag from the box, tore it open with a hand and teeth, both spilling and pouring the contents of the package into the mug while hurriedly racing to get to the computer what it wanted. As he planted his next step, he all of a sudden noticed his balance was off. He looked down too late and lost his balance. The mug flew through the air, and the chocolate inside did as well. As the man fell to the floor, all he could think about was his work. The words he had written, the time he had taken to give the story's life, was it all in vain? He had failed to meet the demands of the computer and was shaking with fear. And then his eyes opened. He got to his feet and saw the computer. There was hot chocolate everywhere, the desk, the paperwork, the keyboard. His desktop had just been given a high dose of grade A sugar, a special blend of high-octane, sweet, flavorful chocolate. The eye on the computer locked its sights on him and said, "Phase one is now complete." Thank you.
That was great. So, and in essence, that's, you know, the computer was holding hostage, but and we're not holding hostage, but we are asking you for something, much like the sugar needed. We are asking you. to give us a call here at 518-697-7400. So you can do that, or you can go online at wgxc.org/donate. You can mail it to us here at WGXC Carib Way Farm, 5662 Route 23, Akron, New York, 12405. Or you can come in here and into the Catskill studio and meet all the smiling, happy faces here. We just had Corey and Jill show up, who have the biggest smiles and are full of life. They just showed up. So that's just a reason alone to show up here at the studio to show your love and contribution to WGXC. Adam, why should people be calling into community radio? What has community radio done for you?
Community radio has given me a voice, and it has helped me to express how to be, you know, how to... It's also a sense of pride.
It is.
Community radio says, hey, I'm a Catskillian, and I have a radio station that I can go to and talk with, and they can help. It's a mutual give-and-take relationship and understanding. And I once read a quote, a businessman named Elon Musk, E-L-O-N on the first name, he said that a business is like a child. It needs nurturing to grow. And I feel as though the radio station is in some ways like a very interesting business, because it takes in and it gives out. And when it does that, when it gives, it's like saying, hey, this is the pulse of Catskill. This is where people can come to say, hey, I know this guy. He's a radio DJ. I know her. She's a radio DJ. I know Neva. She's the program manager. And what I'm getting at is, it's like, I said it once and I'll say it again on this vibe. Catskill and WGXC go together like peanut butter and jelly.
I guess, yes, very much so. Yeah. Are we the peanut butter or are we the jelly?
I'd say we're the jelly.
I think we're the crud. Yeah.
The crud. Well, you know, I really like what you said, Adam, because this, the whole universe and everything that we know scientifically is about exchange. It's about equivalence. And so to have something move in one direction, there's this simultaneous movement in another direction. It's like a pendulum swings all the way one way and continues out to the edges of the universe. The energy turns around and comes back, and it goes back and forth like this. So I'm a Libran, if anyone out there knows about astrology, and I'm all about justice and balance and equivalence. So when we have people really coming forth and putting out and doing something for us, then the other end of that equation is, how do we make that happen? How do we ensure that they can be there tomorrow? And that's what this pledge drive is about. And I just love that we're all here because we care. And I love that people are walking in to participate. That makes me really happy.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. And Adam, what do you have planned, or what's going on with you? Because we only have a few minutes left.
Today?
Yeah, or whatever. I mean, what's going
after,
on?
After this, I was heading over to the Catskill Community Center for their stamping group.
Okay.
Around a little after 11.
Stamping group?
Yes. The Catskill Community Center. A woman named Lynn organized a stamping group through Water Street Studio, and it's from 11 to 12:30 every Tuesday at the Catskill Community Center.
Is it stamping?
Stamping. Oh, it's rubber stamps.
Oh, okay.
Rubber stamps.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought it was dance.
You get your own block of rubber eraser to work from, and you can carve out whatever it is that comes to mind. And this person can help you to create whatever it is you're trying to do, and you can get your own, to get paints to go on it, and you can stamp a piece of artwork.
Nice. Well, you're always into that. You are quite the artist, Adam. And I want to thank you guys for showing up here. Adam, thank you for taking the time to write us some poetry that really, really hit the spot for our pledge drive. Well, it did. And it was very nice for you to do that, Adam, to come in here and help with that. And Jay Lotus, thank you for coming in and helping me with the interview and just being your smiley, beautiful, beaming self that you are. I really, really do appreciate that.
Thanks for having
us.
I want to thank you, Petey, for what you do for the station and the community.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. I love WGXE. I love the people that I work with. I love the people that show the love here, and it means a lot to me to be a part of this.